disposing of surplus equipment. Gina Jennings and I have been working on this proposal, and we feel it'll be a great benefit to the county. We currently do not have a method in place to dispose of surplus equipment. Occasionally, we do hit and miss. We do auto auctions. We occasionally run stuff through Wilson's or have in-house sales. We think this suggestion will not only allow for the disposition, but also give us better accountability on the assets that currently we have on the books. Our intent is to offer this equipment through eBay for public auction. We'll utilize the PayPal feature on the internet, similar to what we currently use for taxes and other bills that the county collects money on. It'll mean we have to set up a separate account that will be maintained by accounting for handling that money that will come in from this stuff. Basically, all the items that are not needed by the departments will be evaluated, and then the determination will be made as to whether they're sellable, usable, reusable in the county, donatable if there's a charitable organization, as we've done in the past, to give stuff to, or if they're just out-and-out trash, at which point we'll dispose of them properly. We also plan to ask all the other departments, of course, if they can use that equipment, whether it be a chair, a desk, or all the way up through automobiles or whatever it might be. After that's determined, we will send them to a central location for disposition. We're still in the point of establishing where that will be, but that's the intent. If we decide to sell them on eBay, we'll take photos, list them on the eBay account, run the auction. If anybody's not familiar with eBay, it's usually a 7 to 10 day procedure. They're put up there. Depending on what the item is, we will set a reserve price, meaning that if it doesn't reach the minimum amount we want for it, the sale doesn't go through, and then we'll have to figure out how we're going to get rid of it then. And again, the example I would use would be, say, one of the medic trucks. There's a lot of ambulances and fire trucks sold on eBay. If we were to decide somewhere that we're going to sell a medic truck on eBay and we put a price of, say, $10,000 on it, and the low bid is, the highest bid is $9,000, we won't sell it. We have the right to make that. One of the features of this proposal is that the buyer is completely responsible for pickup and moving of it. We're not involved with shipping, packing, or getting rid of it. It'll be stated, it'll be picked up, and as is, where is, right here at the county level. Let's see what else we got here. Timeline. Will work once you approve it, assuming you approve it. We'll generate a memo and circulate it among all the departments describing this procedure and the intent. We'll designate the location for all items to be sent and stored. We're working currently, and we've already done some groundwork with information systems, setting up the eBay account and the internet side of this. And Chip Guy has already put together a press release that's ready to go, assuming it gets approved. That was done a little premature because I think Chip's off for a couple days, and he wanted to make sure if this was done that we were ready to go with it. Again, in the packet, there's a form that will be used and sent out to all the departments, and it really gives us a better accountability. It has county tag numbers if they're there, what the condition is, what the intent of the item is, and then there's a group of sign-off people on there all the way through myself, the finance director, and the county administrator, based on the if it's a $5,000 item or over, then that sheet ends up in accounting, and we have a better control of the asset. So that is my proposal. Unless you have
aren't there some government surplus auction sites also?
The federal government has a surplus auction site that's available. The state also has one.
Even the private sector has some out there, I thought.
Of course, there's all kinds of private sector auctions. And the deal with those is that the percentage is usually considerably higher.
Okay.
I've included a charge scale in your packet, and it's relatively inexpensive to sell on eBay.
Okay.
As you know, nothing's free. So everybody wants to get a little piece of it, but eBay seems to be
cheaper. I'm just wondering, sometimes it might be a little cheaper, but we may not, the government sites, maybe people, other governments, I'm sure they check eBay because eBay is such a big site. But
and there are government, other agencies that are using eBay. We did some research on that, and there are other agencies that do use eBay, and they have different ways of selling. You can sell individual items. You can sell lots. For example, when we have the surplus electronic equipment, we can put a lot or a package of it and say, you're buying it as is, whereas here's a general idea of what's in it. We're recommending, of course, that everybody who's interested, if they come to see it, We can take pictures and send it, but we're not making any warranties or guarantees on it.
Give it a shot. Didn't cost anything to try it, right?
It doesn't cost us. It is a very small percentage of cost to list it and a little time that we'll invest. But right now, we're getting nothing out of it. We tried selling some of the electronic stuff in-house. And we had some good computers, like when the libraries remodeled and stuff. They were good for home use, but there was no way we could use them in-house. So we disposed of those. And the public seemed to like it, but it was time, you know, consuming for us, and we, you know, this just appears to be a better way.
Mr. Moore is okay with it?
Yes.
Jennings, you're okay with it?
Okay. Mr. Shade, I did have one question. At the start of your presentation, you indicated that sometimes items are donated, given to other departments. Is there a countywide procedure that you have for determining at what point an item is surplus, and then does it automatically go circulated around to other departments?
To my knowledge, there's no written procedure for that. We do ask other departments, like if, for example, if we're normally when we're disposing of an item, it's well worn. We just replace some chairs in the accounting department. And the reason we replace them is it wasn't that they were dirty or they were unsafe. They were just wore out. We do offer those to other agencies like First State Community Action and all, where they might want to repair them, or they might even be better than what they already have.
Right.
If we hear that another department's looking for an item that we have, we do run those through. And a good example of that is the vehicles. When the medics release a Suburban, usually that's an item that we can put right into another department. And by the time that department's done with it, there's virtually no use for it.
The reason for my question, I'm working on a procedure for us disposing of surplus real estate. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at some of the state procedures for doing that. And I believe that it would probably be beneficial if we get something in writing the same time for how you determine if something is surplus. What type of procedure what agencies do you need to look at, if it's internal here, or is it other governmental agencies? Are there other civic organizations or nonprofits? So that was the reason for my question.
I guess I would have to spend some time with you.
Everett, how about on our website, if we didn't have a link to a page of surplus items, county surplus items, and
that would
we could,
be good.
Mm-hmm. And then people, all agencies could, even private sector people could look at it and see if they could want to purchase it, and we could maybe put a price with it. So I don't know if you want to set up a page and just put it on there, and
possibly
people might
just
find
set
vehicles
a link up off
and
our
other
web
things
page
like that, because
in place of the eBay.
No, do that eBay too, but they could do that also at the same time.
Right. As well.
If something gets sold, it's you just take it off eBay.
Well, the possibility is that we put it on eBay and nobody buys it.
I understand that.
In which case, I mean,
but it can be in both places.
We could take pictures and list it on
as soon as something does. You finally get a transaction, you have to pull it off.
Why don't maybe you and Mrs. Jennings can work on that idea and see if there's a way of creating some kind of procedure we would follow to
do
those things.
I think by Frank's description, there is a procedure that we have followed for years, maybe not as formalized as Everett would like, but exactly what you spoke of. There is a procedure of way how we treat, dispose things.
It's an unwritten procedure, but
right.
It is there.
But we are consistent, and starting with the department, like the accounting's chairs, basically they contact Frank, and he has his list of procedures of how he approaches the item, depending on the condition of the item. If it's a vehicle, you know, the sale, that kind of thing, equipment. By putting together a worksheet that is the intent to dispose of surplus items also helps formalize it, because then everyone can see the sign-offs and all the options can be analyzed as far as do we have a public sale, do we put it on eBay, do we donate it, and all those are options on the worksheet, and then sign-offs for approval.
Right,
and we have been working that procedure for as long as I've been here.
Sure,
I know that
years.
There is
this sheet probably formalizes it more than it's ever been in the past, and the fact that we will now see from adding machines up through vehicles, you know. And again, a lot of it is raw trash, and
right.
We will get rid of it. Usually when we're getting rid of something, it's because it's broken, not repairable, or not needed. If it's functionable, we can just move it into the
right.
Finding a new home for it. hopefully that'll benefit the county financially. And if not, again, there are agencies that count on us to donate a lot of this stuff.
Maybe if you can, Mrs. Jennings, can work on that and I mean, put it something in our packets in a week or so or whatever.
Okay.
Could I make one comment? I talked to Mrs. Jennings this morning, and one of the things we talked about doing was sending an email when a department has excess chairs or whatever it is to each department to see if they can use that.
Mm-hmm.
And also the finance, as part of the, what was proposed here, the finance director would sign off on it as well as Frank before it's disposed of, so that if we become aware that, you know, maybe another office needs a copy or whatever it is, that that we can make the best use of it before. And that's what we've always tried to do.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think what everyone's saying is
maybe,
just that we
maybe
can have
more formalize that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You have a motion, sir?
I do. Motion that Sussex County Council accept a proposal for the disposal of used and surplus property and allow the use of eBay to dispose of surplus items as described in that proposal.
I'll make that motion.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any questions on the motion? No, we'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Grant request. Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. The first one, Laurel Public Library, I'd like to defer on today as we are expecting a different grant request to come in.
That's
and
fine.
I will put it right back on next week.
That's fine.
Okay.
Laurel Little League?
Yeah. I guess I can't do this. We need a motion from somebody to give $1,000 from my account and $1,000 from Councilman Phillips' account.
I'll make that motion. I'd love seeing you gentlemen
yes.
spend
some
of your
second. Any questions on the motion?
Second. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Motion carried. Town of Bridgeville.
Town of Bridgeville.
$150 from my account. Somebody make that motion.
I'll make that motion there.
Town of Bridgeville?
Second. Yeah.
Let's make it $500. I'll get $350.
$150 being $300 from Mr. Wilson, be $500 total.
Okay.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole, second.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson, somebody.
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Living Word Center.
Who's that?
Where is it?
That is Laurel.
The Laurel man's gone from some of these.
Yeah, you're Laurel.
We'll just defer on that.
Defer?
No, we'll
wait.
Don't make my motion for you.
How much did they ask you? What were they?
They're not requesting a particular amount, and they are a new grant. They're looking for to give out school supplies to anyone in the community in Laurel that needs them.
For underprivileged children.
Okay.
I would recommend
$300. Okay. I'll make that motion, $150 from Mr. Phillips, $100 from me.
That motion I'll make.
That a motion?
Yes,
I'll
second.
Make
it.
Second that. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And the Rehoboth Cooperative Preschool.
Did I write anything on that?
Yes, you did, but we would need to, in your motion, I have not determined they're a nonprofit
well,
status
you've
yet.
Loved, I'll defer on it then.
Okay, or we could
defer.
Just make it on that.
We'll just defer until you
defer?
Find out.
Okay. Rehoboth Art League.
Yes, they have. They got some drainage problems. I think it was.
Yes.
And had some site work they needed to do, which is sounds pretty expensive.
Railing and a walkway.
Right. To make it more accessible. I will give.
Give them $50, George.
Oh, no, I'm not, no. It's this is expensive. $5,000 to the Rehoboth Art League.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Second.
Mr. Deaver, give $5,000 to Rehoboth Art League for their campus improvements. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And the West Rehoboth Children and Youth Program?
Yeah, they had a number in there.
1,000.
How many kids are going? Does it say that?
How many children
for
on
the
bus?
The total cost of the thing was what?
The total cost for the bus is 1,000.
Okay. I'll make a motion. I'll give $1,000.
Doesn't say how many children will be going.
That's, okay.
I have a motion to give $1,000 to Cole account.
Second.
Mr. Deaver, second. Call for the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Yes.
Wilson. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Proposed zoning ordinances?
Yes, Mr. Vincent. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily dwelling structure five units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 5.09 acres more or less. And it's on behalf of John and Nicole Scott.
I'll introduce it.
Okay, the next one, Mr. Vinson, is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for sheet metal fabrication and welding for the poultry industry and offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County, containing 6.45 acres more or less of a 63.07 acre tract. And it's on behalf of Alan McCabe, McCabe's Farms, LLC.
Who stands that? Old country or?
Nanticoke 100. I'll introduce it.
Okay. The last one, Mr. Vinson, is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for expansion of conditional use number 1265. In parens, ordinance number 1284, antiques and craft shop and wildlife and folk art, by adding the sale of swing sets, sheds, outdoor furniture, fencing, and various garden and yard accessories to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.05 acres more or less, and it's on behalf of Candleberry Creek.
Yes, I'll introduce it.
Those are the only ordinances.
Additional business? None. Okay. We'll accept a motion to go into executive session for Dave or potential.
How about public?
There is none.
There is none. Thank you.
That's litigation and land acquisition?
Just land acquisition. Just
land acquisition. Okay. Have a motion. Mrs. Deaver, second.
Second.
There's folks here.
Mr. Wilson. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So move. We'll go to executive session.